Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Colts' draft performance in the first round last night, taking Leatu Latu with the 15th overall pick. It's not going to ruin my day. It's not. I promise you it's not going to ruin my day. It's not going to turn me negative. I'm not going to become cynical about Chris Ballard and the Colts because they took somebody in a position of non-need. I'm not going to do it. We got to pick a winner first. Because I told you last Thursday, a week ago yesterday, I said anybody you can pick, the position, the draft pick, and the player, I'm going to put into a hat and send a crisp new $100 bill. Because I thought nobody would be able to do it. I thought that Chris Ballard would be utterly unpredictable. Well, silly me. Because three people got it right. Russell Saylor got it right, Ross Morrison, and Leonard Lowry. Got it right. So I have all three in the vaunted prize egg. I have all of their names. Well, there are three of them. But I have all three tickets here. Put them in the prize egg. We're going to draw a winner. We'll do that at the end of the show. And a crisp new $100 bill will go to the person whose name I draw. How about that? Last night, we gave away a jersey to a person who knew the answer to a trivia question. When did the Colts start putting the horseshoe on the side of their helmet? The answer was 1957, and the winner was Eric Mitchell. He was first. People, they get on there, and they get on the internet, and they look things up, and they find out 1957. I'm not saying that Eric did get on the internet, Google, and find that out. Maybe he knew. I didn't know. And so he will get an autographed Lenny Moore jersey in the mail. That'll go out today in the mail. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Pacers. Isaiah Cox, Ballard is the Frank Reich of GMs. You know, we'll talk about Chris Ballard in a minute. With a draft, either you're really, really happy or you're really, really unhappy. And right now I'm trying to talk myself into being happy. Normally I'm very, very good at that. It's one of my great strengths is that I can find a reason to be happy in the face of just abject misery. And we'll see if I'm able to do it by 7 o'clock. It's going to be close. We'll just put it that way. Pacers, Bucks tonight. Is Chris Middleton going to play? He's got an ankle. Giannis Antetokounmpo's got that problem with his calf. We'll see if he's able to go. Hopefully neither are able to go. I'd like for the entire roster of the Bucks to be failing in failing health. That would be a good thing. That'd be a positive for the Pacers. So I root for that kind of thing. Does that make me a good person? It does not. However, I own it, and I'm happy to own it. I just want the Pacers to win. Go up 2-1 in this series, get into Sunday night, and then go up 3-1 and finish the thing off in Milwaukee. Let's get this done, right? Let's move on to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Let's do it in a hurry. Get a lot of time off. Get a chance to rejuvenate. Let's go. And then Indiana's women's basketball program, they got a couple of transfer acquisitions yesterday that were announced, and that's a good thing. All right. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, April 26th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, here's where you go, and you use promo code KENT. You get up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that? You can bet anything, anywhere, anytime at MyBookie. And You know what? Subscribe. Only subscribers win prizes. Got an autographed jersey from a current Colt, an autographed jersey from a recent departed Colt. Those we're going to give away over the next couple of weeks, if not the next couple of days. I kind of do it whimsically. You never know when the prizes are going to drop. That's what we do. And you want to like the video? It's a good thing. We went long last night, so I might be rambling a little bit this morning. It's what we do. I'm a human being. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. And if you do make a donation, make sure and include a comment or a question. Don't have to, but it's nice. Like Isaiah Cox did, saying that Chris Ballard is the Frank Reich of NFL GMs. He took Leiatu Latu last night, the first defensive player off the board. First 14 picks of the 2024 draft were offensive. Some really, really talented guys. And I'm not happy that they didn't do what they had to do to go up and get Malik Nabers. Sometimes you have to compel people to do the thing that you want them to do. To get your way, you have to motivate them. The Colts were unwilling to do what was necessary to motivate anybody in a position to allow them into their spot to draft Nabers to move up. The Giants got him at number 6. Adunze was a guy, Rome Adunze, a guy from Washington who's kind of a plan B at wide receiver. The Colts had an opportunity to upgrade their offense in a way that would really be interesting and make them maybe on the cusp of being elite offensively if Richardson and Taylor can stay healthy. They decided to go defense and not to the cornerback position where they've got weakness. They went where they've got strength.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Maybe their strongest position on the defensive side of the ball is edge. Samson Ebukam, Kwity Paye, Dayo Odangbo, Tyquan Lewis, and the list just keeps going on and on. They decided that maybe Leiatu Latu was going to be a guy who could come in, get to the quarterback. He's the most ready to get to the quarterback, if not for the neck issue that kind of caused him to briefly retire from football when he was at the University of Washington. Maybe that kept teams away from him. Without that neck issue, maybe he would have been a top 10 pick. I don't know. He is a good athlete, a very, very good technician, a high-end technician, a guy who had 10 and a half sacks in 2022, 13 sacks in 2023, 21 and a half tackles for loss last year as a UCLA Bruin. It's not that he's a guy who can't play. Nobody's saying Latu can't play. But what you're doing is you're upgrading from a position where you're already pretty good. And you're doing it with a guy who's perhaps really good. So that the difference between the two, you know, it kind of narrow, right? The difference between good and really good. The difference between what the Colts have at outside receiver with Alec Pierce, and the kind of outside receiver Malik Nabers is Kenyon-esque. That's huge. When you've got a chance to go get an elite player, you get an elite player if you want to win a championship. If you want to be a Hall of Good team, a 9-8 team, a team that fights its way through its own mediocrity to maybe get to a decent result, this is what you do. And this is what Chris Ballard does again and again and again and again and again. Chris Ballard takes the safe route. Latu is a guy who is safe at the position at edge. And what he projects to is really kind of a guy who can do damage, but more in a 3-4 really than a 4-3. But he's going to be okay. It's not a bad pick. He's not going to fail. This is not going to be a washout pick. You look at Kwity Paye. Kwity Paye, similar to Latu in some ways. Latu, perhaps a bit of a better technician and a guy who's going to be able to play at a higher level a little bit. Yes, that's absolutely true. But this is not, you didn't just go out and get, I know a comp is Watt, TJ Watt. If that happens, it happens, and that'd be wonderful. And if you can get to the quarterback, you got weakness. We know they're weak at corner. Dallas Flowers, an undrafted free agent, coming back from an Achilles tear, for God's sake. And then you've got Jalen Jones, who is a seventh-round draft pick. They are not stacked with talented options at the cornerback position. They do have Juju Brent, who is the 44th pick overall last year. And so, okay, I think he was 44. Anyway, he's a guy, tall, rangy, all of that. He's going to be able to play corner. And we don't know who they're going to take at 46 tonight or 82. We don't know. So this draft is incomplete, and judging it is a fool's errand right now. But we know what the kind of the rules of engagement are for Chris Ballard. And the rules of engagement are this. You take the safest player on the board with that pick. There is no real, unless something terrible happens, unless something has been misdiagnosed health-wise with Latu and that neck or whatever, you know what? This is a really safe pick. You have a floor of 7. You have a ceiling of 8. What I would prefer is a ceiling of 10 and a floor of 2. A swing, a big, giant Kyle Schwarber swing, and let's see if he hits it. If he barrels it up, you win a championship. The way Chris Ballard does it, the Colts neither win nor lose in the draft. They don't go out through free agency and get an elite level guy. So you have to rely upon the draft to bring that. Latu does not appear to be that guy. We'll see. Maybe he is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm all wet. But I see a lot of Kwity Paye in this guy. And by that, I mean not a great high ceiling, but really no floor at all. Does that get you excited? Does that get you all amped up and ready to go? We'll see what they do at 46. Tommy, what a donation. Thank you very much. What a thing. That's wonderful. I like the pink ones. The pink, orange, that's good. I go by color. I get excited. Thank you very much, Tommy. I appreciate that. Here's what an NFL executive says about Latu. Easily the most skilled rusher in the draft. Okay, good. It helps cover up corners who can't cover. We talked about it last night. The 85 Bears, you had Gary Fensick, who would count to 3 and then go back huddle up because no offensive line could keep the Bears from getting to the quarterback for more than 3 seconds. So he was 3 seconds in coverage, and then you huddle up, get ready for the next play. Maybe the Colts can become that kind of thing. I don't know. We'll see. Want to talk about the Pacers a little bit. Pacers tonight, 5:30, early tip against the Bucks. Middleton's got an ankle. Giannis has got a calf. Hopefully neither of them play, and hopefully the Pacers do to the Bucks what they did to the Bucks in game 2. And that's win every quarter, because if you win every quarter, check my math here, people. If you win every quarter, you must win the game. That's Irrefutable. That's math. Would love to see the Pacers. They got to win tonight. They got to win Sunday, or the home court advantage swings back to the Bucks. So get this going, knock down shots, and end this. It all depends on shooting. Basketball's an easy game. Create open looks, knock them down. You win. It's just that simple. We'll watch a draft also. We will have instant talks. We'll do a live feed for each of the Colts picks tonight at 46 and 82. And is MLS coming to Indianapolis? We shall see. Joe Hogsett says he's going to try. And you know, if Joe Hogsett says he's going to try, whoof, clear the decks, people. IU women, they get commitments from two transfers. Caroline Shiplin, or Striplin, 6'3", 1 year of eligibility left. She's 6'3", like I said, 7.2 points per game. And then Shay Sieski, she, from Penn State, a really good shooter. So you've kind of got maybe a little bit of a replacement for Mackenzie Holmes. And then in Sieski, you've got a replacement for Sarah Scalia, 39% three-point shooter in her 2 years at Penn State. She's got 2 years left, 11.6 points per game last year. All right, let's draw the winner of the $100. We mix them up. I'm going to draw and then drop. There's one gone, another gone, and what is remaining is this one, and Russell Saylor gets the $100, and as you can see, we had Leonard Lowry and Ross Morrison as the other tickets. So Russell Saylor gets the Hunge, and the winner of the jersey, Eric Mitchell. There you go. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we, on this Friday? Yes, we shall. Brad Wicks, Gregory, Brian Dugan, happy birthday. Bill Walsh, not that Bill Walsh, another Bill Walsh. That Bill Walsh is dead. The great Charles Flynn. Chuck Flynn celebrating a birthday. One of the finest basketball players in Cathedral basketball history and one of the great attorneys in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and you're in legal trouble, you must call Chuck Flynn. Emma Raffanello, the great Emma, the daughter, the progeny of the great Rick Raffanello, celebrating a birthday. Taylor Ware, happy birthday. Bradford Bruns, happy birthday to Bradford, who is really the Sheldon Cooper of sports talk radio in St. Louis. And J.R. Moore, celebrating a birthday. I mean that as a compliment, Bradford. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other up. Don't pull each other down. And for God's sake, Ballard, take somebody who can score touchdowns. Would you please? Jeez, it is so frustrating. Being the fan of a team with a general manager who does the same thing every single year and expects a different result. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Consistency. That level of intractability is actually admirable while also ensuring mediocrity.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.